All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. We have got Mr. Alan Stalker here today talking about Felix Pappalardi.
We've talked about the good.
Yes.
The bad.
Yes.
The ugly financial decisions that entertainers have made.
Yes.
And this may be hands down the worst financial decision of all time.
Okay, stop the presses. Stop the presses. Worst financial decision of all time. Go for it.
Exactly. So here we've got a story of drugs, guns, and the Pappalardi family.
Guns, drugs, and the Pappalardi family.
Exactly. So Felix, early in his career, was the producer for some Cream music.
Ugh. Yeah.
And he transitioned into be a bassist and a backup vocalist on Mountain's one-hit wonder, Mississippi Queen.
Great song.
And, yeah, they had a decent act and through
the 70s. So far, so good.
Okay.
So far, so good in the story here.
Exactly.
It's going to get worse, right?
They say. The 80s was not good for the Pappalardi family. Kind of a downward trajectory, if you will.
Okay.
And so reports were that they had a bit of a substance abuse problem, particularly Gail, some painkillers and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And Felix wasn't the biggest man in town, so his wife used to slap the snot at him, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah. So the lead singer for Mountain, Leslie West, tells a story of going over to their house, and mm-hmm. they hear a buzzing noise coming out of the walls.
Okay.
And Felix pulls out a little gun and begins to shoot the walls.
Okay.
Apparently, Gail had forgotten to pay a contractor, so he introduced a bee colony into the walls. So rather funny.
But
back to the marriage story. They happen to have an open marriage relationship.
Okay. That doesn't end well.
No.
That
nope.
does not end well.
So jealousy entered.
Yeah.
And Gail, having a substance abuse problem, decided that she was going to shoot her husband, and she does, killing him.
Oh, man.
So, Leslie West suggests buy your wife a diamond, some flowers, a push-up bra, but don't buy her a gun.